The fungi were also prey to animal life. Some looked chewed on around the periphery of their caps, but others had defenses. When a green centipede went crawling across the cap of one of the fungi, the cap collapsed, rolling up on itself and trapping the centipede within. That fungus did not unroll in all the time it took Han to walk out of sight of it, and he did not care to think about the digestive processes now going on within it. He just vowed not to touch any fungus caps as he passed them. 2 kilometers into the hike, he saw the energy spider. He stopped abruptly, the air leaving his lungs. Leia must have sensed his distress. She turned to look at him, then followed his gaze. 70 meters away, its body the size of an airspeeder, it rose from within a tall clump of fungi, glassy and transparent, at least 15 legs on a side, formidable pincers up front. Its head swiveled as it surveyed its surroundings. Slowly, so as not to attract attention, Han slid the slug-throwing rifle off his shoulder strap, lowering it to the ground, and put his hands on the grenade launcher. He'd start with a decoy grenade. If that didn't work, he'd switch to high explosives, then go to the rifle if the spider got nearer. The spider took a couple of steps in Han's direction, clambering up on an especially large fungus as if to get some altitude to see better. Then it settled down on the fungus cap. The skin of the fungus beneath its body began to turn black, withering away. "It's eating fungus," Leia said. "That's not very aggressive. You do that."
"It's different."
Now that his initial burst of panic was subsiding, Han could see that there were differences between this creature and the energy spider he had seen, the ones he had read about in Nian Nunba's communiques. Instead of being blue, with little flares of light glistening within its transparent steel-like skin, this one was more of a crimson color. Its legs were not festooned with all the claws and blades the spice spiders possessed. And of course, it was not charging at him.
"A related species. Maybe herbivorous."
Leia remained irritatingly unafraid.
"Maybe omnivorous, and willing to add a couple of humans to its snack list."
Han reshouldered his rifle.
"Come on, let's get out of here. Maybe it's an out-of-sight, out-of-mind predator."
"All right."
They moved on, Han keeping a sharp eye on the spider. But it never rose from the perch it was feeding upon, never turned their way. It did not even pay attention to the centipedes moving across the tops of adjacent fungi, and realizing that, only then was Han half certain the thing had to be disinterested in animal life. Another kilometer farther on, Leia made a noise of surprise. Another bogey emerged. This one from a silver-gray structure, the size of the building where the Solos kept their quarters on Coruscant. It had a darker color scheme. Its lights a more muted arrangement of violets and reds. The noise it made was quite musical, like a harp being played by a Kowakian monkey lizard. Leia did not hesitate, but approached it and brushed her hand across its outer nimbus. Again, she crackled with static electricity. Again, her hair stood out in a display that suggested electrocution.
"Start talking, princess. I need to know that you're not unconscious on your feet."
"Looking," she said, her tone distant. "Variables, unimaginable numbers of them. Maintaining?"
"Maintaining what?"
Reluctantly, Han turned his back on Leia and the bogey, once again keeping guard against the sea of fungi and the life forms within it.
I don't know. The data will be lost. Cycle ending. Cycle winding down."
That had an ominous sound to it. But Han was distracted by something in the distance. If they were following a north-south wall, and he had no reason to believe they were, for the speeder's sensors were long gone, but he called it north-south because he had to call it something of his own, then off at an angle, maybe a kilometer away due northwest, there was something in the middle of the fungus field. It looked like a mound of, he wasn't sure, steel barrels, lashed together like an improvised fuel dump in a wartime encampment.
"Center point! Oh!"
Leia gasped. Han turned to see her staggering back, the musical bogey disappearing into the stone at their feet. Han grabbed her, held her upright while she recovered.
"Why did you say center point?"
"I saw Centerpoint Station. As clear as a hollow.
Her eyes darted back and forth as she reviewed what she just experienced.
Han, that image I had before, the millions of random intensities?
Yeah?
Gravity wells, I'm sure of it. A galaxy's worth of gravity wells.
Huh. Is this thing one gigantic astronomical observatory?
Maybe.
She straightened, recovered, but did not break his embrace.
But for what purpose?
Centerpoint Station was all about gravity. Its super tractor beam was gravitic in nature.
Han glanced along the seemingly endless row of machinery.
Could this be from the same makers? The so-called Celestials? It doesn't look that old.
Neither did Centerpoint.
Han gestured at the distant mound of barrels.
Something different to look at.
Let's eat first. Communing with energy blobs is hard work.